satiate your thirst for live We Hate Movies by enjoying Gone in 60 Seconds, the remake, live from Washington, D.C.
What's going on, gang? Thanks for coming out this evening. My name is Andrew Jupin.
I'm Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
And I didn't drop my notes. I'm Steve Zahn.
We are We Hate Movies from New York City. Thank you so much for coming out this fine evening. Yeah! This is night two of the East Cage tour. Last night we talked about, like, Jesus aliens or some shit.
That's the one.
And I think the plot of the movie tonight is kind of the exact same thing.
Alien cars.
This is Gone in 60 Seconds from the year 2000, directed by Dominic Senna. Mm-hmm. We did another movie of his.
Swordfish.
Right, yeah.
Crazy.
Way worse movie.
Also with Vinnie Jones, like, I guess everyone who works with Vinnie Jones is like, I want that guy back. That guy's got something.
Maybe he's like a dream to work with, dude. Like a dream.
Like a dream?
A total dream.
I would say a nightmare.
A living nightmare?
He looks like Frankenstein.
Yeah, you have to look at that every day.
He does. I don't. Real quick, how many of you guys are familiar with the show we run on the internet? Good to hear. For those of you who don't know, we are a podcast, also known as internet radio to old people.
What's that, Sonny? Is it what?
Like that. That's exactly what they sound like.
Going to pod?
Where we take a movie of varying degrees of quality, depending upon the week, and I kind of just make fun of him, poke the bear a little bit. And that's what we're going to do here tonight with the remake of Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh, it's a remake?
It's a remake.
It is.
Oh, yeah, of a movie.
Also called Gone in 60 Seconds.
So they made a movie,
right?
And they went and made it again.
They made it again, actually, man. I believe it.
Actually, no. It's a concept album by Joni Mitchell. It's like only Nick Cage can be in this.
How many of you guys saw this movie before we announced the tour? How many of you guys saw it because someone was like, hey man, you gotta come to the show, but it's probably good that you watch a bad movie. A lot of people, a lot of suffering out here tonight, so that's great. We have there's like breaking news though.
Oh really?
I think that we have to address right. Before this.
Yeah, there's a Cajuning happening.
There's a Cajuning.
Cajuning. He's been in the news a lot lately.
Well, now he's in the news for a really great reason. A public freakout. Did anybody see this, first of all? Oh, a couple people did. Okay. For those of you who don't know, he just got married for like 72 hours, then instantly had it annulled, and then had a public freakout at a Korean karaoke bar, screaming the words to Purple Rain. And there's video.
You always have the Batman soundtrack in your karaoke bar. That party man is what he wanted.
I'm gonna fight you on freakout though. This is like a Glee out. He's like thrilled.
Oh.
He's so excited. Oh. Freakout is like, do you know who the fuck I am? But he's like really enjoying singing that song. So
she's fucking gone.
So he should have a Fox television show.
Yes.
He's like teaching kids.
Yes, he'd be the gym teacher in that scenario.
What's the name of the show?
Glee.
Oh, Glee. There's a new show called Public Freakout.
I love it. He's just like, purple. He's trying to get the crowd to go with him, and I don't even know who the crowd is.
It's like six people, and dude, they are on the journey, man.
Purple Rain. Woo!
Right.
The all the way back.
Does he like spit a bunch of water, like Sting? Like. That was Triple H, my friend. Sorry about that. I don't care. Triple H was the one that he stuck your head between his legs and then he sat on you.
There were several.
That was the finisher move.
No, that was my dad.
All right, Steven, it's time for the finisher.
And you have to do that every night?
Oh, yeah, man.
You tuck him in with my butt.
Time to say your prayers.
So, yeah, this is about car thieves about 100 different car thieves. There's like a million people in this movie. The math in this movie doesn't make any sense. I think that's what we have to address up front.
Well, I think it's like Hannibal, where the world is full of serial killers.
Okay.
This was just full of car thieves.
Oh, we're like John Wick's full of hitmen.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
But there's too many of them for this particular heist.
Yes.
You got 9 people breaking balls to keep Giovanni Ribisi out of, you know, the sea or whatever's going to happen to this guy. But it's all for like 200 grand. I mean, that you're risking your life for like $13,000? It's a CHOP championship kind of a thing. People have made more money putting Doritos into a salad than they have in stealing 50 cars in a night.
Oh, all right, we got film, I got a Ferrari. Oh, these are the special ingredients. It's a movie here, I said.
We were trying to do this last night, because last night's movie was from 2009. So this is 2000, and it's like, he's not yet looking like a scarecrow. He's still looking kind of like normalish shish Cage.
This is Downer's Cage.
Oh, okay.
He was about to move into the crack cocaine phase.
Gotcha. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Dude, nobody thinks he did crack cocaine.
I do.
When you get a hair piece and it's dyed, do you dye a hair piece or you just buy a different one?
Is it like a, buy a different
it's
one.
Like a new hat, a fun new hat to wear.
What about like a variety pack?
Oh, okay, yeah.
So you can like dress yourself for the occasion?
Yeah, you got like a pink one at home, you're like, I'm just never gonna wear it.
I have a labyrinth of wigs in my Romanian castle.
Yeah, he does. Only half of them have sideburns attached to them.
No, I think he buys the pieces set from like a Costco. This isn't fancy hair pieces he's got. The top of his head is blonde in this and the rest is dark brown. Yeah.
Maybe he spilled something.
That was the same.
Maybe this.
Give me the Zach Morris. I'm 41 years old. And I want to look like a surfer dude. Hey, time out. Fix my fucking hair.
So movie, like, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, it's about him and his brother, Giovanni Ribisi, who are a family of car thieves.
His brother's named Kip, by the way, right?
Yes, and he's Kip. Memphis Reigns.
Man, that's tough. I think the rule should be, if you're not, like, a legendary blues musician, yep. That name's off limits. It's just off limits.
Well, if you're going to do that, the whole family has to get in. It can't be Kip. It has to be, like, Austin.
Yeah.
Austin Reigns. His mother, Boston Reigns.
Austin and Boston.
I was just giggling myself about two cities rhyming. There's literally nothing going through my brain.
And so Giovanni Ribisi opens this movie with a bad a car thing that he does.
Theft.
Theft is the word.
It's a real botch job.
It is a real botch job.
It turns out it's a crime.
Oh. You wouldn't steal a car, would you?
Piracy is not a victimless crime.
Piracy.
What did I say?
No, I'm just clarifying. That's what you said. I'm hard of hearing.
No, but like he's stealing this Porsche and he's like, oh, I need my tool. And it's like a wrench.
Yeah.
That's a bad joke.
It's also, why does he, I think it's a Giovanni Ribisi thing where he sounds messed up all the time.
He's made a fortune
acting,
on it.
Yeah, that's his acting method. He's like, meh.
Yeah, that's his method, not his habit.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
So the team is as follows. This is Giovanni Ribisi, the dude who's Frank in Donnie Darko.
Yeah.
Who also, that guy is the best line in Independence Day. Russell, what are you doing? Dude is on the other side of town.
I would argue he's the best line in Donnie Darko. What are you doing in the middle of the road, huh?
It's also a great, yeah, you're right. And then another dude who they were like, hey man, you could be in this movie, but here's the thing. We tried to get Dave Chappelle. And Chappelle said no. But everything's written as if Dave Chappelle was going to say it. So you just kind of have to do a subpar Dave Chappelle impression. And the guy was like, got it.
That's Mirror Man. A lot of fun names in this movie.
Everybody's got a fun name.
Or Angelina Jolie Sway?
Yeah.
All right. She looks like she's from the planet Cyclone.
Dude, I don't know what is going on. She's like one of those vampire twins from Matrix.
It's like a sexy version of the witch in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Yes! I was wondering why I was so horny watching this. She's doing that thing that actors do for no reason where she's got like like artificially colored contact lenses. What does that give to this character? The answer, it may surprise you, is absolutely not.
It's just to scare you. Also, Scott Kahn's name is Tumblr. And I was just hoping the rest of them would go like that, all social media. Like, Giovanni Ribisi can be Twitter.
Yeah. MySpace, what are you doing? Oh no, they pinched MySpace.
MySpace would get pinched. Also, Scott Kahn looks enough like a little Rottweiler. Don't give him like a dog's name anyway.
You know, Ruffles? A dog named Tumblr, dude?
Tumblr.
Ruffles? What did you say?
That's a dog's name, isn't it?
Oh, well, it's more than Tumblr.
I would bet there is a dog. Out of all dogs in the world, there's got to be a lot, right?
Yeah.
Named Ruffles.
They fuck a lot, so yeah, they would be everywhere.
Do you guys know that dogs have sex often?
So he steals this card, so he'll smash and grab John. He steals this car by driving it out through the fucking window. Nice and discreet.
Yeah.
Love it. And he gets pinched, yes?
No, well, almost. Like, they go back to this, like, chop house or whatever, and they have, like, the list of cars in black light, whatever.
Oh, right,
and
yeah.
They're crossing it off, and then the cops come, because, like, he just does this as brazenly as you could do anything.
Yeah, well, he's, you know, he's a Reigns, man. He's like royalties, car theft. Thievery royalty.
The only rule you have to have as a car thief is not get noticed.
Yeah.
What he does is a Great Poupon commercial in the middle of the road on his way after smashing the Porsche window.
And then so this is where two amazing actors slumming it in this movie come in. Because they get busted.
Yeah.
The cops come in, they, you know, scram, they leave all these cars that they've been systematically stealing poorly. And in comes Delroy Lindo and Timothy Olyphant.
They're just car detectives?
Yeah. Car cops. They're just car cops, dude.
Car cops, what you gonna do?
Their badge just has a little tow truck on it.
Yeah, they might as well be mechanics, kind of. Like, they're more mechanics than they are cops.
Mechanics with guns.
And, like, later on, like, Homicide is like, leave this guy alone or whatever, and they're like, fuck you, Homicide. Cars are at stake.
Murder. Okay.
I'll get right on the mafia. This Ford Explorer is missing.
So they're on the hunt. Yes, yeah, so we realize. So he's been Giovanni Ribisi's been kidnapped. Is the whole thing.
Yes.
And there's trouble afoot. Mm. And then we cut to. Takes a little too long to get to him, in my opinion. Nicolas Cage, who's out of the life. He's retired from being a car thief.
Yeah.
And he's like. Coaching kids racing dune buggies or go-karts or some shit.
And later, he says to his mother, Grace Zabriskie, I send you money. What money?
That's a great question. Is it like $5?
It's a go-kart place in the middle of the desert. That's it. That's what he's sending home.
It's like John Steinbeck's desert, too. Okies are in there, like, racing go-karts. What money are you sending? A sawbuck? Are you sending a sawbuck home?
Mother, I worked for 4 weeks, and we have enough to ride the go-karts around.
Every time a go-kart goes down, I'll be there.
But he's, like, telling one kid that he took a second off of his best lap time, like, what are you coaching these kids for? Are there leagues of, like, go-kart racing? Is that a thing?
It must be a thing. There are so many things out there.
Do you know that dogs have sex frequently?
Go-karts,
ride him around.
Has a dog ridden a go-kart?
Yes.
Definitely.
Someone said yes.
Dude, have you ever seen an episode of America's Funniest Home Videos? Of course they do. They surf, they ride skateboards.
I love that show is all videotaped crimes, more or less.
Yeah. Well, they're like light assaults, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. So much fucking
like,
broken
balls.
Oh, here's
your birthday cake. Oh, wait, I stepped on your dick.
Whoops, I stepped on your
dick. This is you.
Wow, yeah, now I never thought about the lyrics to that theme song before, but it's like really turning a fucking mirror back
on us.
It's
haunting, man.
It is. Look at you fucking morons. Look at all you do.
America's Funniest Home Videos just eventually turned into Pornhub. Just very slowly. All those videos had to go somewhere, man.
Porno bloopers are a thing, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and sometimes DVDs don't need extras. Just putting it out there.
During the end credits.
Whoop! A lot of, like, slip and falls. It's better when they add the sound effects in. So you don't have to make them yourself at home.
Well, you'd have to have Bob Saget narrate.
Oh, Saget would kill at that, dude. That's a whole other career opportunity for that guy.
Well, do you know that guy does a lot of swears? He's been like surprising people that he curses for like 30 years.
He's a dirty grandpa now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah, he is.
So like Will Patton comes to him and is like, hey look, your brother has been kidnapped by this guy and you gotta come and steal these cars or else he's gonna get killed.
By the way, before we're talking again, nice cold Pepsi.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. Bold product placement. Will Patton's like, Pepsi. I couldn't believe that. The lower third, it just said Pepsi right in the middle of the movie.
Will Patton, who looks like he cuddles up at night with a bottle of Jack Daniels. Yeah, I'll have a Pepsi.
And this crime boss has built a coffin for Kip?
What's his name? Randy Cacciatore?
Ray Calitri or something.
Yeah. Christopher Eccleston. One of the doctors.
Oh, that is like such a nice thing to do to build a coffin for you because those things are expensive. He's also buying a plot for you?
That's right. I'm going to kill your brother and the service is going to be beautiful.
I've got all the plot. It's sitting up on a tree so he can look out and see the water.
$1,000 on this.
Well, because that's the thing. His, like... He's like barely in this movie, kind of bookends, and his like gimmick is like, I love woodworking. And like, which is sort of something.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
If you need your villain to have a thing, that's a thing.
I guess they can't all like classical music.
We're like halfway to a character now, right? You got the title as a crime boss, and
right.
You got the hobby.
Yeah.
We just need some scenes.
Just give this villain some scenes, man.
I think that's how they pitched it to him.
He's not in this movie enough.
No. At all.
Well, he's too busy making coffins for people. I'm gonna make you a nice chair.
Would you like a Davenport?
Ooh, that would be nice. But it just doesn't make any sense because he's gonna kill Giovanni Ribisi with a car crusher.
Yeah.
You're not using that coffin. He's full of shit. He's full of shit.
Is he for other people now?
Well, yeah. Well, I don't
like,
know.
Like, maybe he's got a side business. You know another famous carpenter criminal, Chris?
Jesus?
He's wanted by the state
true.
Of Rome.
Yeah, that's true. They had his face in all the post offices.
My favorite thing about the car compactor is, okay, so they get Nicolas Cage back here.
Right.
Giovanni Ribisi wakes up from being knocked out in this car crusher, handcuffed to it, with the thing already happening. And Chris Eccleston's like, your brother's here. He's like, oh, shit. That's the thing that's really scary to him. Not the thing that's going to turn him into jelly.
Well, he's already accepted his own fate, man. And now just now family's going to watch.
Well, he saw the coffin. He's kind of like, well, that's not that bad.
But when you're in a car crusher, man, he's a little cube. Just get an urn.
Scrape it in there.
Get a fucking Amazon box.
A mop.
Tape it back up.
What you need is a mop.
Oh,
and then
sure.
You bring it out into the car.
Dog's fucking A-okay. Bringing out human flesh. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Two dogs in a coffin, I'll get wet too.
That's what Bob Barker's like tact should have been this whole time. He was like, aggressively talking about cat sex. No. Yeah, it's spay or neuter your pets, or this is gonna happen. Then show it at the end.
I hope you're all ready for nonstop screeching.
Don't you want to stop the screams?
Look how wet that coffin is. Anyway, back to the Price is Right.
Guess how much this can of soup costs.
So Cage, like the good brother is, of course comes back in town. He's got to let Mom Reigns know what the deal is.
Yes.
They meet in a diner, and there's these two like beat cops. And this guy's on a fucking totally awesome, like, late 90s cell phone. And he's like, you're never gonna guess he's here. No, you'll never guess. No, not, oh yeah, it was him. Yes, it is. It's Memphis Reigns, exactly.
And again, he's not Al fucking Capone. He stole some cars 6 years ago. It's fine. Also, are they, like, tailing his mother just in case kind of a thing?
No, I think it's all just, you know, luck, dude. Dumb luck. That's why this guy's so excited.
No, they're tailing the mother because she's Laura Palmer's mother, too.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Same actress, Twin Peaks.
That's right. She was also on Seinfeld. You want to go through the whole filmography? She was Susan's mother.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, she was drunk on that show, too.
That's why she plays a good mother to Giovanni Ribisi, who also is always drunk.
That's right.
It goes down. It's genetic, right? You're born drunk. Some people are just born drunk.
Yes, it's a real tragedy.
Yeah. Is that the name of your comedy album?
Tonight it is.
And he's like, I'm gonna have to break all the promises I made about not stealing cars. So it was just kind of one promise. But it's like the biggest promise.
And his whole thing was like, he went away so that Ribisi wouldn't get like caught up in the life of the glamour of stealing cars.
Right, but you know what? I think he left a little too late, man, because he saw how sexy it is.
Yeah.
What a sexy life.
You know, the move is you stay in town, but you get a real job and show how glamorous that isn't.
Oh, yeah. Just get a real, like, shit-ass, back-breaking labor kind of job.
Yep.
You're miserable all the time. Be like, see, isn't this so much better than lifting sexy cars?
Hello, welcome to Staples.
Purple Rain!
At Staples.
You're fired.
I'll take a six-pack of Sharpies. Woo!
Does he woo? Did I miss that part?
He woos, and it's so important. It's such... That's the highlight.
I thought you were saying that, like, the people watching him were doing the woos.
Oh, no.
Because that's, like... You're kind of fucking with him.
No,
which makes it sad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if he's wooing, that's great, because he's having a great time.
He was having a great time.
That's all that I care about then. As long as Nicolas Cage is having a great time in that sad-ass karaoke bar, that's fine by me.
Can we talk about the breakfast that Giovanni Ribisi tries to make?
Yes. And for everyone eating out here, batten down the hatches, man.
Fried lug nuts.
Giovanni Ribisi, his kid brother, who's like 31 in this movie.
Like, oh, thanks for saving my life. Let me make you breakfast.
And it's like, he's trying to make a hash. He puts beer, I'm like, okay, that looks like too much beer. And it's some salt, and it's like the whole fucking thing.
That's when you throw it out. You can't save it.
He tries to, he mixes it in.
Maybe he won't notice.
It's on fire. You like fire, right?
It's so unappetizing. And he fucking has the audacity to serve it to him. Here, eat it.
I'll just level up the salt with some milk. Here we go.
You know what? Car crusher. It's car crusher
some
time.
Have to be car crusher. Some people need to be car crushed.
Yeah.
Not everyone can be saved.
I'm the only one out here who doesn't have a brother, so I was like, from the minute he starts, I'm like, oh yeah, kill him. Absolutely let him die. All these people were making arguments. He's brother, it's family. No.
They were making these crazy arguments.
It's insane.
Fucking only child syndrome. Right. You know how they get.
So Robert Duvall shows up at this point. Like, he's like retired and he's got a gross haircut now.
Dude. It's like a skullet.
It's a skullet. It's like a skullet mixed with like a Shemp Howard.
He's like bald, but yeah. Then he grows it out and it like does a little hookup.
And that's where it gets gross. Like, if you want to have the shoehorn, I mean, that's fine. The horseshoe, rather. Like, that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, people can do that. People can pull it off. That's fine. Craig T. Nelson's been doing it for 40 years. But it's the...
Like the little wisp. It's like you get the duck's ass. You don't need the duck's ass.
That's what it is. That's the technical terms.
But
the
you don't want to like grease that stuff down.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I like it up like that. It's a place where you can hang your coat. You have your keys and your hat. You just put on back of Robert Duvall's head.
So Duvall is like the next person whose life is going to be ruined by associating with this fucking family. Because he's like, I've been out of this game for a really long time. You want me to throw it all away again? Okay.
Yeah. For like 14 grand. I thought, you know what, that's like highballing it. It's going to be a lot lower. Also, spoiler alert, none of you are going to see this money at the end of the movie.
Oh, we can't expense meals?
Fuck.
Okay. So now by now it's set up that they have to steal 50 cars in 3 days, right?
Yeah, that's a lot.
It is a lot.
50 ladies.
But. Oh, yeah. Doing, yeah, this is stupid.
It's a thing where, like, oh, it's like a code word, but everyone's also horny for all these cars.
Right.
It works both ways a little bit.
Oh, I want to have sex with cars.
It does the famous movie thing where you can't say, I want to fuck the car. So he says, they haven't been plucked yet.
Ew.
That means you want to fuck your car.
Just fuck, it's way less gross.
Yeah, I want to pluck Gina, which means I want to have sex with a Toyota Corolla.
He's super fetishizing these cars, man.
Of course. I mean, that's, car culture can get really extreme sometimes.
Well, it's also funny because, like, later in the movie, Angelina Jolie's getting on. It's like, ooh, I love a sexy Roberta. And everyone's like, oh, cool, a lesbian scene?
This movie's gonna have some girl on girl in it. It's gonna be great. And by that, I mean a woman inside of a car. I'll watch you take Roberta, and then I'll give it some white wall time.
Oh, man. I mean, yeah, but no. You should say that after every joke you told. I like it. But one of the younger guys, the dude from Donnie Darko, is like looking at, so Duvall's got this chalkboard with all of the cars, the make, model, all that shit.
Yeah.
All the, like, the lady names. It looks like a fucking dumbass Glenn Beck presentation. And he's like, hey man, what's with the lady names? And Duvall's like, it's sexier that way.
But it's actually supposed to be some type of code so they can talk on the radio.
On the radio, of course.
So it sounds like they're just kidnapping women.
Well, that's how you throw off the car cops, man. It's like, I'll leave that for the sex trafficking people. Yeah. We thought this was the channel where they were talking about the stolen cars, but this is just kidnapped girls.
Yeah, I hotwired Agatha and then put her in a crate.
Well, that's the thing, too. They're all, like, old lady names, too. It's like, oh, yeah, sexy car names like B and Martha.
Wait, is your car also named?
I'm gonna stop fighting you now. The same car name.
I always wanted to ride two Marthas.
See, this is how you would get Chris Eccleston out of here. Find that. That's Martha too.
My car is also named Martha.
Still gonna put you in the coffin.
Actually, in these last 3 days, I've been putting some really new details there. I made a little duck at the bottom.
Also, you were, like, talking earlier backstage about how you thought this was, like, a well-crafted coffin.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think it's kind of like a cheap piece of shit.
Really? Yeah. I wouldn't be buried in this.
I mean, these you see these, like, modern coffins, man. They look like fucking space capsules and whatnot. It's a ricky-ass wooden piece of shit.
You want to get buried in this box coffin. Let's all just fucking call it what it is. This guy knows what I'm talking about.
fucking planned out, man. Oh, yeah, it's the Mark VI. I got it. I bought it in the back of a Wizard magazine. It cost $3,000.
And you're gonna get a James Doohan impersonator to play the bagpipes. And by that, I mean me.
Then they'll put you in that sunglass case and shoot you at a planet.
That's all I want, man.
You're also forgetting, this cask is for Giovanni Ribisi in this movie. Right. The only thing he should be buried in is a sack.
Well, like an unwanted litter of kittens? That's what you do!
I was thinking more potatoes, but dead cats too, sure.
So yeah, they're getting the team together at this point. Vinnie Jones shows up. There's a lot of like bullshit, like terminology in the film. Somebody's like, they're calling up. It's like a montage of calling people up. Like, oh no, Frankie Fish got scragged.
Does anybody have a glossary in this fucking movie? You're dumb car terms, thief terms.
And Vinnie Jones is not just Vinnie Jones. He's also a mute. And a mortician. Too much. One or the other.
But this is exactly how you use Vinnie Jones, man. Think about, you know, if he was mute in that third X-Men movie.
Oh, that,
what a fucking gift that would be. He just jumps up and he doesn't have to say anything. He's like, you know what he's there for. He's the muscle.
He still had that stupid suit on.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a trouble.
Yeah, penis head outfit.
The real problem. You're talking about the Juggernaut.
Juggernaut.
The real problem with this is like he's like Silent Bob in this.
Yes, he is Silent Bobbing.
The line at the end.
Which we all saw what those movies were. We got it.
Thank you.
What, the Kevin Smith movie?
Well, that's what I mean. Like, we've seen it, and now we do it again and in this movie.
Oh, the joke is he talks at the end?
Yeah.
I'm chasing Amy, which means I'm going after a station wagon.
Yeah, we got the battery hooked up to Rebecca.
Well, it sounds like someone's torturing that lady. Not my problem.
They're gonna kill that poor woman, man.
Tell me when an Impala is imperiled. Imperiled Impalas.
Yeah, I got my hand all up in Lisa's glove box.
Jesus Christ. That's not where your hand goes.
What are you doing? I guess you're looking for your registration, I suppose.
In case the car cops go.
Shy McBride is also in this movie. He's got a career and as a driving instructor. We got like a bad Asian driver joke in this movie.
Man, dust that off from the fucking 1980s. And it's terrible. It's a bad joke and it's an old joke.
Yes,
it's doubly shitty.
It's a Buddy Hackett gag.
It is. Yes. And you're supposed to be laughing at it in this movie.
Slap it in your knees.
And it'd be bad if it's just once.
Yeah.
This thing frames the movie three times.
Yeah, he keeps running into this woman.
And yeah, he gives that up. Cage meets Angelina Jolie. She's worked two different jobs. She also like drinks out of an oil can, which I guess is
it's supposed to be like a hip move.
Oh, yeah. Is that so hot? It's like she's a transformer.
Oh my God, she's doing my dream. Chugging oil.
Yeah, now show me the dark side of the moon.
No, Nicolas Cage, I will not step on you.
Just let me crawl up into your big rig.
Also, stop calling me Amanda. It is Optimus.
Come on, Optimus, get in on this one.
Purple rain. I was married for 72 hours. Dodged a bullet there. Yes, I have a genitalia, and no, you cannot see it.
Maybe I'm just like my father, too old.
Optimus, while you were transforming, I actually saw your genitalia. You were changing.
We do so much of this carpool karaoke nonsense. I want fucking Transformer karaoke.
Yeah. Is the Transformer like singing along with you? Is that the idea?
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Which one? Steve, who would you like to sing inside of?
We're going to be here all night.
We're talking Transformers, man. Yep. Seriously, who would you get inside and sing?
I guess Bumblebee.
Yeah. I did the right answer.
He's definitely the most sounds genteel of them, I think. Yeah.
Well, I'm just short, and he's short, and it all kind of works out. I wouldn't want to get lost in fucking side Optimus Prime.
You're lost for days.
Exactly. Could you, you've been in there for days. The door is to your right. No, you're right.
It's like going to the bathroom inside of him. I mean, if you're in there for days.
So after she drinks gasoline or whatever the fuck, she goes to another job where she's a bartender and eventually kicks Nick Cage out where he is faced with Thespian Master P.
Dude, and here's the thing. This movie already has too many characters. Master P and like his group of dudes 100% has no time for this movie. No way!
Make him say, ugh. End this.
And this is only to watch Vinnie Jones like assault people in the nuts for like 4 minutes.
Dude, the same guy gets a kick to the nuts. And then Vinnie Jones turns around and grabs him.
Yeah, he's trying to get on America's Funniest So Big.
Look at this hilarious accident that happened.
It's funny if you do boy, yo, yo, yo.
So many of those videos are fake, by the way.
Oh, really?
Crisis actors, you're saying?
Yeah, dude. Because everybody's trying to win the $10,000. That's a false flag. It's a false flag in America's Funniest Home Videos. That guy definitely planned to get hit in the nuts. Catch him in bed with Bob Saget. That Bob Saget, turns out, he tells dirty jokes. He's been trying to fool America for years, being a clean comic. That dude sucks. Alex Jones, not Saget. Has anyone seen my kids? Because I am legally prohibited from ever seeing them ever again.
And that's why you don't tell lies about school shootings, man. It makes you a piece of shit.
That's the reason. One reason.
Can I ask a question really quick?
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Why are all these people leaving their, like, good jobs for this, like, bullshit, steal a bunch of cars in a night, we're all gonna go to jail for $13,000?
When Memphis Reigns calls, you answer.
I think.
And it's definitely a great idea when you have Delroy Lindo, your blood nemesis apparently, on your trail. Get your old gang back together. Right. The ones he knows about. That's the best idea, really.
Well, he doesn't want to work with these little kids, man. Like the dude from Donnie Darko, fake Dave Chappelle.
Tumblr.
Oh, and Tumblr? And then they have a hacker in the group.
Yeah.
That little wiener.
Well, don't forget about the hacker, Pinterest.
I'm just a board of things people want.
It's Pinterest.
That's literally what that website is.
I'm imagining like the downtime Scott Conn meets Robert Duvall and is like, hey, Scotty! You look like a funhouse version of your dad. Is this like this big?
You know what I think's going on, by the way? This is the year 2000 this movie comes out. Mm. Okay? Scott Conn, he's very short. He's got like hair kind of like mine's done up this evening. And he's got the Wolverine chops, man. Yeah. You know what I'm thinking?
What's that?
I smell a fucking failed audition.
Oh, for that X-Men movie, man. It was the same year. And he's like, I'm gonna show them what could have been in this Gone in 60 Seconds remake.
Yeah, I think it was down to Hugh Jackman or fucking Scott Conn. One or the other, man.
Oh, sorry, Scott, you're more of a toad. But that went to Ray Park.
Sonny Corleone was the Wolverine of that movie.
Yeah, short fuse.
Yeah.
Too tall, though.
He's wearing the wife beater shirt, you know, the whole thing.
Right. Yeah. Right, hair height, also.
Yes, exactly.
Conn had the very big perm in that movie.
Also a fan of sticking knives in his hands.
Yeah.
I remember that scene. That was great.
Both Wolverine and Sonny Corleone loved beating up their brother-in-law with a garbage can top. So many shared interests.
Was that in the Civil War? Because there's so many flashbacks to Wolverine's history. You can never tell when he actually beat people with a garbage can.
It's the part in Wolverine's life where he was growing up in the Bronx in like the 1940s. And around there.
So yeah, we're moving on. They're doing stuff. They're like now they're like casing out all of the cars, kind of a thing. All the ladies.
These are always the worst part because this is technically like a heist movie. It's like a high octane heist movie.
Nice.
But these are, yeah, that's exactly right.
Sugar in the gas tank.
But these heist movies.
I put sugar in that gas tank. Oh. My love and sugar.
Would you please get out of my gas tank? Don't even think about the glove box. I don't think you know what it's actually for.
Do you think Transformers have registration on them at all times?
Oh, yeah, dude. Because of that, you know, robot planet that they're from. You gotta have ID at all time. What's it called? Cybertron. There we go. See?
A help from the crowd. I love it.
That's why I love this, man. It's like when we don't know something, we don't need to be corrected on the internet weeks later. It's right here. Cybertron, you fat idiot!
It's so much better having people yell at us in person.
But my whole thing is these research parts of these heist movies. 40 minutes is them just taking pictures and looking at shit. And Delroy Lindo's trying to find them the whole time.
Well, this gets to the problem of this is that it's not like car theft is a very, like, you can't be a great car thief. You just steal a car.
Yeah.
It's not like like going into an art museum. You have to take out the security and then, like, get the guards or anything. You crash a window, and then you've stolen the car.
This is why you would be a horrible car thief. Because as we talked about at the beginning of this conversation, that's what Giovanni Ribisi does, and he fucking cocks it up.
I think it's the Great Poupon thing that does it. I think it would have been fine otherwise.
Oh, because he's like drag racing with that dude, you're saying?
In the middle of a theft!
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not, all cars have doors and ignitions, and that's all you need. So you watch that 50 times. That's exciting.
Well, all I'm saying is, like, we all watched that high-octane trailer before we came out here, right? Like, that movie is promising you an experience. And I'm watching dudes, like, with notepads. Like, it's silver. It's parked here now. It might not be later. So I'm going to take a picture of it just in case.
I don't know, maybe it's a maple? I'm going to name all these cards. It's just ridiculous. The women's names.
Mabel, perfect. Sounds like my grandmother. Hot.
Oh, yeah, I'm a granny shagger. I like to fuck vintage cars.
I'm going to call this Studebaker Ingrid. Oh, ew, again. You're getting all the good ones, man. Your own gross out names.
So the idea is they're going to wait to do it all in one night because you don't want everyone to know. You know, I would batch it personally. 50 cars, couple here, couple there.
But Cage explains why that's a bad move, man. One, time crunch.
Mm.
And two, you know, if you're spreading it out like this, like, you're giving the cops more time to find you. See, that was Giovanni Ribisi's idea also. You would also be a bad car thief.
Wait, so it's smart to steal 50 cars at once? I mean, all the streets are now...
His justification is like, before the cops even know what's going on, the boat's headed for wherever the fuck. It's sailing out for the sequel.
Yeah. It would be a great plan if your blood nemesis wasn't already on your ass. The
also
whole
true.
Fucking movie.
Well, I love... Delroy Lindo's thing is like, oh, I'm trying to figure out... There was this weird... fragmented black glass at the first crime scene. What could that be? He sends it to a lab. And the guy's like, it's a fucking black light.
I didn't have to run the fucking test. It's a black light.
It's not from outer space. He's like, rule that out. Rule out that.
Dude, he cuts to like Delroy Lindo's notepad and just says aliens, and he's like,
another lead killed.
You know, I almost reached for my magnifying glass, but I don't even need to do that. It's a black.
It's like Dracula question mark?
Dude, speaking of Dracula, by the way.
Coffins.
And coffins, yeah. Made me think vampires, made me think the best part of this movie is actually, I was criticizing the research earlier, but when Cage is casing out like a Ferrari dealership or something, it's the only time in the movie, really, that he gets to go, like, full fucking Cage. And he's, like, pretending to be this, like, Hollywood douchebag guy.
I love that.
And he's kind of acting like he does in Vampire's Kiss.
Oh, yeah.
It took me way too long to come around to tell you why Dracula reminded me of that.
But there's this thing that this movie and Ocean's 11 do, which is like, oh, when you're researching a crime you're about to commit,
make sure as many people notice you as possible. Be memorable. Be funny.
For sure.
Be entertaining. Like, oh, what a delightful trip. Oh, that's that guy. Yeah, that's that criminal.
You're going to want the biggest mustache,
yes.
A big cowboy hat, and curse a lot, too.
Because, like, when he's talking to this Ferrari dealer, he's like, yeah, and I want to drive down Rodeo Drive and have champagne come on my face. And the guy's like, I think we have the car.
Oh, no, I don't want this Ferrari. It looks like a self-indulgent wiener would drive this.
Oh, right, self-indulgent wiener. What a weird thing to say.
That's memorable.
That is, exactly.
Car cop comes up. This guy was saying self-indulgent
wiener. I never heard anything like it.
Those words combined?
I don't even know what champagne cum means.
Bend over and I'll show you.
You know, I was gonna say it, and then I was like, they deserve better.
Do they?
I don't know. Yeah, they, so like, it's the night of the big heist, I guess, sort of,
sure,
right?
Sure.
You know, and we're getting going. There's these, like, specialty cut keys for, I think, a bunch of Mercedes, blah, blah, blah. The dog eats them somehow.
Robert Duvall has like classic, like old junkyard dog kind of dog. This might be the best actor in the movie.
This dog. And they're like, oh, give the dog exercise. Like, no, go to the hospital.
Vinnie Jones offers to cut it up.
Yes.
Wait, do you want him to go to the hospital or the veterinarian?
No, well, the vet hospital. Like, this dog is going to die.
Because it ate the fobs.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
And that's not going to pass naturally or easily.
So? I don't think.
Are you a vet?
I think I could pass a key. That dog's kind of big enough to pass a key.
Well, I guess my question is because it's like the fob, right? Yeah. Or is it the fob with like the key part out?
Oh yeah.
Because that's tricky. Yeah. This is kind of okay. That's sort of a rough fucking nightmare.
That's okay, so long as it comes out this way.
Right, and who could tell?
Well, if it turns, you're in huge trouble.
There's going to be scrapage. There's just going to be scrapage.
If the alarm button is hit, you're screwed.
But what that winds up doing is a large subplot of this movie is two characters waiting for a dog to take a shit. And that kind of sums up watching this movie. You're like, you're watching, waiting for someone to take a shit.
The exciting part of it will be the shit. The diarrhea is the best part.
It's off screen.
God.
Unfortunately, the shitting is actually off screen.
Like the director's cut, man. Go on Amazon.
There is a director's cut. It's 2 hours and 7 minutes. Can you even imagine?
No.
Are you joking?
No.
What the hell's different?
They steal 5 more fucking cars. Amazing.
It's just Nicolas Cage like going into more car dealerships pretending to be other things. Other professions and stuff. You know, he goes into like a Chevy dealership. Yes, I'm a doctor. But I'm modest. What do you have for me? Something in a Malibu?
And we're all, you know, oh, well, this is when we do the we have to listen to Lowrider, like, again, like...
Oh, good Lord.
And not to be an asshole, but he's 12 minutes late at the end of this movie. Cut this shit out. Start earlier.
Exactly. Stop all the fucking around and get to stealing these cars, please. As someone watching the movie, I'm begging you. Start stealing these things.
He has to put on his special leather jacket. He has to do his other hairpiece haircut.
Dude, I don't know what the production story was with this movie, but all of these actors all have different haircuts throughout this movie. It's a real problem. Like, oh, Giovanni, we thought we were done with you, but you need to come back. He's like, but I'm clean shaven now. And no, no one will care. It's fine.
I think these cars aren't special enough. It's not exciting enough for a movie. I want something a little, maybe a supernatural element.
Oh, a haunted car?
Yeah, like maybe it's like, oh, I gotta steal Hitler's car.
Yes, famous car.
Famous cars.
Fuck, yeah, there you go.
Right. Yeah,
we have to go get Bonnie and Clyde's car. Bullets and all.
We're gonna go get Edith, the white Bronco.
She has a back seat perfect for hiding in.
I got the car, but you know, blood was in there when I got it. I didn't damage it.
It's history right there.
Amelia Earhart's Airplane? Okay.
That's sort of something.
That's
right?
The sequel, dude. You'd go right in line with those like dumbass Pixar movies. It's like car, plane.
I think there could have been sequels. This movie was number one at the box office the weekend it came out.
Sure.
Fast and the Furious is a remake as well.
Yeah. Right.
That has everything. Like, why can't we could be living in a world where there's Gone 9 in production.
Yeah, can you imagine? Yeah. Also, by the way, it'll be gone in 69 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just get that out of the way.
And the spin-off, Tumblr and Mirror Man.
Dude, that would be like when they made that Get Smart DVD-only spin-off.
Yeah, exactly.
That fat guy and the dude from Heroes just yucking it up in the lab or whatever any of that was. Did anybody purchase that?
Something and Lloyd exactly. Do something else.
What?
That's like somebody and Lloyd are doing stuff.
That's Dumb and Dumber, Harry and
Lloyd. Oh, right.
No, I think you're right. It was Lloyd and someone else.
That's a famous car you could steal, the Dumb and Dumber car.
Oh, right. Where's the dogmobile, man? The Ninja Turtles van? That's another one.
Definitely.
The Batmobile, obviously.
But that smells like shit, that thing. I mean, Donatello can fucking wax that thing all he wants. It smells like shit.
All three of those celebrity cars we just mentioned probably smell like shit. Oh, the yeah. Dog car, definitely. The turtle car, yeah. Batmobile. The Batmobile, I mean, the sweat. And the blood of the innocent. You're not going to get that out.
Speaking of which, Nick Cage's final boss, John Landis's helicopter.
It belongs in a museum.
The Smithsonian Institute of Whoops.
I would use the word the Smithsonian Institute of Tragedy.
That's not selling tickets, man. Can you imagine if there was a museum of whoops? Wouldn't you want to see what's inside?
Gone in 60 Seconds would be in the museum of whoops.
There would be like a hall of America's Funniest Home Videos. Maybe all of American history. Like...
Yeah, a lot of whoops there, man.
Second season of True Detective. All the greats.
Famous TV flubs.
The Vietnam Wall, just move it in there.
Going back to something that's not the Vietnam War.
Are you sure?
Timothy Oliphant actually turned down the role of Dominic Toretto because it was too similar to this movie. And he's like,
well, that's a whoops.
Yeah, that's
that is a whoops.
But that if this movie didn't exist, Vin Diesel wouldn't exist. Think about that world.
Man.
If I could turn back.
Wait, Fast and Furious was before those. What's that where he's blind?
Oh, Pitch Black.
Yeah. Was that before that?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah. I think Pitch Black was first.
Survey?
Pitch Black.
All right. I think the consensus was Pitch Black.
Okay, fair.
But nobody gives a fuck about those movies, so he'd be wrong.
No, totally.
There were a lot of fun of us.
My favorite movie, Pern, and its sequel, Pern 2.
Co-starring Randy Blanford.
That's what this movie needed to do, is racist puppets.
That's actually Vin Diesel's real name, is Randy Blanford.
I'll change it to Vin Diesel, please. That sounds a lot cooler.
Puppets, I usually hate. They would improve this film. you have like the classic car rolling down the street, and like the car cops are like, "Oh my God, is that's them? That's them!" And then they just see like fucking Kermit the Frog driving.
I named it Piggy.
Oh man!
Oh no, they jacked Skeeter. Gonzo would be the Giovanni Ribisi. That guy was a fuck up.
Gonzo, yeah. If you had to Muppetify, Muppetify.
Yeah.
Sure. This movie, right, he would be the fuck up. Kermit is clearly Nick Cage, right? Sam the Eagle is Robert Duvall. Similar haircuts, by the way. He also has that gross duck's ass. I can see this coming together.
Yeah, this is
She McBride as Fozzie, I imagine.
That could work, yeah. They're wearing stupid hats, both of them.
Yeah.
And you replace Christopher Eccleston with Michael Caine.
Yeah.
Just because he knows the Muppets so well.
In and out, dude.
Yes, I'll be in your Muppet car movie.
I built a coffin for Gonzo.
It's the tiniest little thing. Man, Muppet coffins, I bet those have existed.
Those would be adorable.
Yeah. I think there's some weirdo out there building them right now. He's got his whole collection of Muppets and like a Muppet
museum.
What a mausoleum.
Oh man, Muppet mausoleum.
That's a Halloween special at almost.
Yes, it is.
We're all here mourning Nanny. Well, she wasn't a Muppet though.
Oh, she couldn't. She wouldn't be let in.
No, they just mark her grave differently. H on it.
For human, I assume.
Okay. I guess a lot of H words you would get. For you,
hag. Careful, kids. It's a hag plot. No, it would just be like the green and white socks.
Oh yeah, I see.
You know.
That was like a little Planet Hollywood-y.
Oh, yeah. What's the location?
New York.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I once saw the dude from Counting Crows at that Planet Hollywood.
Was just eating, like hanging out?
It was, we went to see the opening of some Broadway show I don't remember, and the after party was at the Planet Hollywood. So we went for a laugh, and then he was just there.
Just singing Long December to his fajitas.
You joke, dude. He was housing the fuck out of chicken tenders.
Nice!
Isn't it his one-man show, A Short February?
No, he was. You know what he did? I think he wrote music for the Shrek musical.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
That piece of shit song's at the top of Shrek 2.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
You just, once you have like Shrek in your veins, dude, you can't shake it.
Oh man, Shrek in your veins? Oh,
you're in a terminal case of Shrek.
What would that coffin look like? That's my coffin.
Oh, Shrek coffin?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
the
ditch.
Back to the bog.
Yeah, dude, you
take
just
him to the bog.
Back to the bog, man. You tie a bunch of like rocks around him, just push him out.
The Jason Voorhees method.
But yeah, then you light the bog on fire.
Yes. So it's like almost a Viking funeral, then.
Yeah, totally. A Shrekking funeral.
Shrek Valhalla.
That should be like the final sequel to that wretched franchise.
Shrek just dying.
Well, it's like, you know, like,
I've got cancer. I've got storybook cancer.
Michael Mickey's directing that one.
Sure,
yeah.
I'd watch it.
Robin Hood and his merry men all have flaming arrows out to sea.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, the ins and outs of a Shrek funeral.
It's kind
of
beautiful, to be honest with you.
I'm tearing up.
Just like 2 hours of this funeral. Well, a little bit of the cancer death.
Yeah.
But then like 90 minutes of this funeral procession and shit.
That's so good. I would actually want to look like Shrek at that point.
So we're stealing cars, right? I mean, there's a bunch of stuff. I think eventually the dog takes his shit, which is really exciting.
The dog takes his shit, and the dude from Donnie Darko, like, picks it up. Not a glove to be found. And he's like, look, I got it! And the other dude's like, this is the life I've chosen.
I think it's Michael Pena who's like terrible.
Oh, right. Are a couple Michael Pena fans in the audience?
Yeah!
And he's just like,
wow, the Pena Posse.
He backs off because they're playing with shit and getting
their wouldn't shit. You like if you walk up to like threaten somebody and then that dude gets right up to you holding dog shit in an excited manner, I'm backing away.
No, you gotta up the ante. You gotta hold a bigger piece of shit than he can. You gotta keep the go in your hair, you know, like the great apes used to.
Sure.
They still do.
So I
throw it at each other.
They didn't learn toilets yet, Eric.
One day they will, Chris. We're all out of fucking job.
And it will truly be a planet of toilet-using apes.
They would dominate podcasting, is all I'm saying.
They would only use the Japanese ones that like talk to you and like spray water up your ass and shit.
Those are awesome, and I will not hear you besmirch the good reputation of a Japanese toilet.
That's a good idea. Is that that's the commercial? It's like so easy.
Someone's got stock in that shit.
Shut up.
Thank you. Oh, seconds.
Oh, what a big boy. Thank you so much.
Oh, fuck, I left it on potty training mode.
So we've stopped selling these toilets ever since you added the thank you protocol. It was great. We were doing really well.
I hope everyone ate fast.
Another deposit, Mr. Johnson. Welcome to the bank.
Oh, asparagus tonight, huh?
Larry, chicken wings again. I thought we were on a diet. I found those keys you just Unfortunately, the fob was like this.
Seek medical attention. Seek medical attention.
It did like 5 minutes on a talking toilet?
They know what they bought tickets. We might as well rename the show Talking Toilets.
Or at least Toilet Talk.
Yeah, that might be taken. Apes might have beaten us to it.
Nicolas Cage has one car that he's got a real boner for, which is Eleanor.
Dude, and they all know about it.
Yes.
Like, oh, don't talk about Eleanor. And all the little, like, the younger dudes are like, why? Who's Eleanor? And they go through, like, and this is where you need the montage. Like, yeah. This is the montage I want. Because they just list off a bunch of times he fucked up trying to steal this car, including driving one off the Santa Monica Pier. Yeah, I want to see that. Here we go!
That's a murder-suicide with a car. That's also a lady.
She cheated on me. Now we're both gonna die.
What did I say? He wants to fuck a car. He's into water sports.
That's not your wiper fluid.
Yeah.
It's also disgusting.
Eleanor, what was that gas pump doing in you?
But his thing is, like, I always fuck up stealing this car. So, A, I'm out of the 90 people on my team, I'm going to be the one to do it. And B, I'm going to do it last.
Saving the best for last. That's what makes it a movie.
I guess so.
We're calling it that, sure.
So this is like the only car chase in a movie called Gone in 60 Seconds with fucking cars all over the place. This is the only car chase.
Question.
Sure.
Why bother calling this Gone in 60 Seconds if you're not going to do the thing from the original movie where they mention, you know, lock your door?
Yeah.
Because he'll steal it in 60 seconds.
Why call it that? It doesn't matter. It's fucking Car Thieves the movie. Call it anything. Call it Fast and Furious.
I have a problem with that. It's by Vin Diesel. Oh.
It's not good.
I thought that was Optimus Prime's son.
Yeah, it's Vin Diesel.
Oh, look, it's little Vinny Diesel. It's Vin now. Get it right, Starscream. That's one, right?
I think so, yeah.
Sure.
And in the original, it's like urgent. Like, they're genuinely like, we don't know if we're going to get this on time. And it starts right where they're collecting them. This one, they're like planning a family vacation for most of them. It's so protracted.
Well, there's that, and there's, like, all... To make it, like, interesting, like, there's, like, a clock that doesn't matter. And everything has a title card. It's like, Bob's Auto Yard. The Starbucks on the corner.
Like, you gotta use that shit sparingly. Yes. But in a movie that takes place in one city...
Yes.
You don't need it. It's like every scene is like the start of a video game level. Shipyard, 3 a.m.
JCPenney bathroom. Memphis's house. Memphis's bedroom.
And then time clock.
It's the JCPenney bathroom and the director's cut.
Yes, that's what got cut. It was a whole 7 minutes in there.
No, excuse me, miss, those are not the pants you came in here with. I'm a narc robot toilet. I'm calling the police.
I would watch a show called Narc Robot.
Dear homeless person, you just can't sleep here, you know.
Wake up. Wake up.
Wake up, fuck it.
Wake up, time to die. I'm a replicant now.
So there's like
Toilet 2049.
Yep. The sequel nobody asked for, but it turned out to be great.
It was really beautiful.
Roger Deakins shot Toilet 2049 so beautifully.
Dystopian toilet.
No, but so it turns out Angelina Jolie is in more than one scene of this movie.
Oh, yeah!
I mean, because she's a great actor who's totally fucking pissed away in this movie.
She'd won an Oscar at this point, right, I think?
For this movie.
Previously for other work.
Was that Girl Interrupted?
Yes, yes, yeah, a year before. She just won it, actually.
Sick follow-up. That's the curse, right? Everybody does it. But, of course, you have to have the scene where someone, one human, fucks another human in a car, or at least tries to.
Yeah.
But this scene, this movie really turns it on its head, because they're about to do it while watching two other people who are also about to do it.
Well, it's also like, you know what reminds me of sex? Sex! Wow, sex is so sexy.
Look at how sexy that sex is. Oh my God. Fucking is so sexy. But this is like, you know, it's like the, she has the line here, like, so what's hotter, like sex or stealing a car?
Yeah.
And he's like, what about both? You ever think about doing it
Memphis,
at the same time?
Memphis, that's a cheat. You know that's a cheat. Answer my question.
Wait a second.
Cheating on Lurline.
Memphis, have you been having sex with these cars?
No. No, I'm not.
Oh, no, she's on to me. I better make a move on her. So.
Oh,
shut her up.
Oh, human women. Oh, so exciting to me. Oh, yes, I love touching your hair.
I get lost in your hood. I mean, eyes.
Nice headlights. That works for both.
Check under the hood. I mean, your shirt.
Were you thinking like, about a car when you fucked me?
Yes.
And she's like dirty talking to me, like, yeah, it needs to have a good transmission. Yeah, it needs a good transmission. It needs to pump that transmission. Jesus Christ, guys. Like, get into the Cronenberg movie. You're gonna have
Totally.
Talk to Elias Codius, get it settled out.
Where's Holly Hunter? Right? She's in that movie.
Yeah, she's.
Oh, thank God. No, fucking in car. No, I'm not, Senator. No, I'm not fucking a car. I'm fucking in a car.
Now, technically, they were fucking in car crashes. I like to fuck cars.
That's sick. The Venn diagram of Holly Hunter impression and Nicolas Cage impression. Purple circle. Purple circle.
That's the Vin Diesel Optimus Prime conundrum. It's just, there's two voices and not a lot of talent on stage.
You know what, like, they gloss over entirely and it should be, like, a big part of the movie is when they rob a police impound?
Yeah!
That's a big deal. That's a big deal. Like, they lose some of the BMWs or the Mercedes or whatever, and they're like, oh, you know where there's some more of them? The police impound. And then it just basically, there's, like, a little gag and they drive the cars out, no problem. That's your movie right there. Like, this is the big challenge. We have to get into the police impound.
Yeah.
And that's the rest of the movie.
That's kind of a thing. That's like a heist, at least. But instead, we're just... Mirror Man is, like, wearing a dumb hat.
And he's got, like, a little Barbie doll, and he's, like, dancing with this thing. And this poor actor.
He's wearing Kramer's pimp outfit.
He definitely is.
He's got a Barbie doll. This, I wouldn't remember that at all. No, not yet.
The snake.
We're getting requests.
We get it, man. Hang on a second. I know you're fucking hard as a rock.
Folks, we'll talk about snake in a toilet.
Eric is going to teach you here on stage.
I thought we were about to get a nice lecture.
We have a toilet in the back.
This is the improv. This is in your TED talk.
Please don't. I have stage fright.
Guys, it's been seconds and no one's talking about the snake.
All right. Are you ready? We're going to do it. Clench your asshole because here it comes.
Here's the the big thing. There's a snake in a car.
No, it's pretty good. Only because, like...
The snake! Do the snake! Do it! Now!
Vinny Jones, as a car, starts, like, killing cops. But he's like, not killing cops.
Well, nobody loses their life in this movie, which is a real problem.
Yes.
He's just damaging his car, and like, you're getting, what, $5 at the end of this thing? And half of that is going to the repairs.
And also that snake abuse. You can't just leave a snake in a car.
Well, that's not Vinny Jones' problem.
You gotta crack a window.
No, I'm saying this owner deserved to have his Humvee stolen.
Yeah, oh, I see.
And then Vinny Jones tosses the snake onto this detective. There's other car cops, I guess, that were trailing him.
There's a lot of car cops.
So those car cops are now their car... They're cop car, and they're car cops inside there.
Yeah, it's a cop car. Cop cars as well.
How many car cops can a cop car carry? Can a cop car carry cop cars? Car cops.
After they're like pushed off this like this parking garage ramp, Vinny Jones throws the snake onto the car. That snake's probably dying, right?
Oh, that snake's dead, dude.
He needs to go to the hospital, right?
Well, he's
get this snake to the snake hospital immediately.
That is a spin-off, I'd also like Snake Hospital. Is it a hospital for snakes or a hospital run by snakes?
The latter, clearly.
Yeah.
Man, that would be cool. A hospital run by snakes.
Oh, wait, maybe it's Jake the Snake's Humvee.
Yes, that's definitely what it is, actually. Cameo deleted.
No, it was the year 2000. He'd already sold that snake.
Dude, do you think he has no snakes left?
No, he sold. He hocked all of his snakes.
Every last little slithering snake.
Yeah.
Was that enough snake talk, by the way? Are you quenched? Perfect.
I'll give you a little other tidbit. In the original, it's a tiger. Oh. You want us to talk about the tiger?
No, I didn't see that. I saw the one with the fucking snake! Snake!
I'm going to admit something right now. I don't actually know how to snake a toilet.
You're a homeowner, man. That's a real problem.
I faked it.
Really?
Yeah, I faked the snake.
Fake the snake Roberts over here.
Oh, you. You know what's an awesome part of this movie? When that dweeb gets shot in the chest.
It's kind of like a nothing, like whatever, he gets shot.
Well, it's one of those things where he's like the youngest one, he wants to go on the heist, and Rafiki's like, no, you can't go. You gotta stay back and do a computer.
Let me make you breakfast. No, don't make me breakfast.
Do a computer.
Do a computer, I do breakfast.
Welcome to Giovanni Ribisi's home correspondence course. You can do computers. You can do TV repair.
Heating and cooling. Breakfast!
I got a degree in breakfast repair.
You just pour milk on it. It's really hard to fuck up hash.
This nerd gets shot. It's fun. It's cool. He deserves it.
He should be dead, though, the thing. They take him to, like, a mafia doctor or some shit. And the guy comes out like, nope, don't worry. The stakes in this movie are off once again. He's going to be fine.
And Robert Duvall's like, eh. Nobody gives a shit about this kid.
Robert Duvall's like, hey, you remember I was in like Godfather and Godfather Part 2? Fucking Apocalypse Now. I mean, I was in these movies. Use me. You have me. Use me. Maybe he could have done something with the snake. I don't know.
He kind of looks like Jake the Snake in this movie a little bit.
Jake the Snake also had the fucking duck's ass.
Yeah, a little bit of curl back there. So the last car chase takes 25 minutes. It's kind of fun.
Finally, though.
Yeah.
Well, it's fun. Come on. Most contrarian film.
I mean, they're just like doing Bad Boys.
Yeah.
Like they're cut every second, and they're like, yeah, it's a good car chase.
It's lit the same way.
Well, the IMDb, the Tribune, the America's Most Trusted News Source, says that this car chase was mostly improvised, which I imagine is the dialogue, but you can't really practically improvise a car chase. Because that's going to get somebody fucking killed.
Didn't you listen to Dominic Senna's commentary on the DVD? Yeah, actually, we stole all these cars. They were just on the street. We took a camera, you know, old school, like Larry Cohen.
This is like a documentary?
More or less, dude. I think it would be way better, though. I think, you know when he got to finally improvise a car chase? That's him in, like, the first Ghost Rider movie.
Oh, right.
It's just Cage like, ah! That's what an improvised car chase actually looks like.
I think that's about right.
But I think also in this instance, it's code for, like, we didn't bother to write anything.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, Delroy Lindo, just drive around and Tim Oliphant's gonna say some shit and respond if you want to. However you're feeling, Delroy Lindo, you're one of America's most underappreciated actors.
True.
He is, he's great. Yeah. He's fucking great.
And there's a series of ramps and stuff.
That wasn't your joke.
That's good.
So a series of ramps.
No, he's jumping all over the place. He's fucking up this car left and right.
And this is what I'm talking about. There's no stakes here because they crash some of these cars in ways that, like, man, that guy's fucking chili meat. Like, they're just smashing, they're like T-boning cop cars. One dude gets hit with like a wrecking ball, and Tim Oliphant makes fun of him. He's like, hey man, are you okay? Yeah, you got thrown through a fucking wall. He acts by, and the dude's like, turn.
Everyone's just like, ow.
He is kind of doing a, oh my noggin. Terrible extra acting, man.
He's driving away, like crying, like, oh, I had to kill so many beautiful women today. Those poor cars.
All those Leslies and Dianes. They're all dying because of my brother. He should lament the dead cars, though.
They didn't even know the touch of a man.
At the end of this thing, he's like, this is the ramp part where he's like, oh shit, traffic.
That's what dude, a car's number one nemesis, man.
Year 2000, you have a cell phone, you have a shitty cell phone, just call Christopher Eccleston and be like, hey dude, like, I'm really right here, like, just look outside.
Yeah, look out the window. I'm the one flashing my lights, man. You can see it. I can see you. You can see me. This counts. This counts.
Go on the roof. You see me waving? That's me. I'm right here.
Once this clears up, I'll be right over, dude. Dude, and he jumps this car over like an ambulance, a turned over other vehicle. I mean, it's like a bad fucking accident.
I think there's a football stadium too.
It's a bunch of school buses, a bunch of fire hoops. Oh, that's what it is, man. In the director's cut, he drives through a circus. And that's what happens. It'd be awesome.
Oh, no, I gotta get to the other end of the Grand Canyon to get this guy.
That would be awesome, too.
Yeah, he jumps the Grand Canyon.
So he jumps over all this shit, though. And the thing that's terrifying is he can't see the other end of that.
No.
He doesn't know if the road even continues. It'd be like Speed.
Oh, no.
It's just cans, keep going.
Yeah, well, Scott Kahn, I'm taller. Actually, I'm taller.
You almost have to.
Yeah, yeah. And he gets there and he's like, you're 12 minutes late. I get my pizza for free.
I'm sorry, Mr. Garfield. I crashed my car on the way to the warehouse.
I went up on the ramp, and then I went over some cars, and then I almost exploded. And then some cops died, but I got it here for you, Mr. Eccleston.
See, we're riffing on the bit of Domino's pizza insurance, but that's just why you have car insurance.
That's
actual real-world insurance.
Car insurance makes sense because cars cost more than $9.
Car insurance is mandatory.
Yeah.
Why isn't pizza insurance?
That's a great question, dude. And if you are elected, your first official order of business.
The price of pizza is going up.
That's a terrible platform. You just lost my vote.
But you'll be always insured with pizza. If you drop a pizza, you get a pizza.
Okay.
Now.
Still not.
Do you think there's ever been like Domino's Pizza insurance fraud, by the way?
I dropped it.
I bet you it's rampant with abuse.
Like, four of the six slices fell in the sewer when I dropped it.
I couldn't find the chicken wings. I don't know where they went. Maybe my car? Who knows? Could you get them over here, please?
Tommy want wings.
Yeah, give me wet naps.
So Eccleston's gonna kill him, right? He's like, you're gonna go in the car. Then it turns into the end of Terminator 2 all of a sudden.
Right, well, you're at a foundry, man. That's what happens when the bad guy's hideout is a foundry.
Is he just melting these cars down?
I think so. Some of them, anyway. To put it in his furniture that he's making. Because that's the ultimate goal. Meltdown to have a bunch of like aluminum and steel and shit for your furniture.
So you wanted to make a bunch of doorknobs, I guess?
My hobby's making doorknobs. Lots of doorknobs.
And like Delroy Lindo like kind of gets on the in on the action. Timothy Oliphant, like, falls out of a hole out of the movie.
There was a hole in the movie, dude. He wasn't watching where he was going, and he fell right through the bottom of the movie.
Because he's gone. He's never... He doesn't... Maybe he could get killed or something, or maybe he saves the day. No, gone out of the movie.
I think he just gets lost in that foundry, dude. Maybe he falls into the molten metal.
There's one more chip left.
It would be awesome if he says he needs a vacation and then falls. That'd be rad.
That's why I never say that, just in case. Even though I do need a vacation.
So there's a big, stupid shootout.
But the best part is Nicolas Cage high kicks Christopher Eccleston over a railing. It's an amazing kick. It's like, this movie's like not great, but it's one of my top five kicks.
it's a kick from another movie.
Yeah, it is. Bruce Lee be damned.
And then he just fucking falls. This fall is amazing.
It's a diehard fall.
Yeah. Goes through a roof or ceiling or something and then into his own coffin.
No, he almost hits the coffin, and I think they probably filmed it two ways. Oh. And like there was like test audiences like, well, did you like the movie? Oh no, okay. Would you like it more if he fell in the coffin?
Also on the side of the coffin, he's edging this coffin.
Yeah.
Which is awesome because you see that dummy take the fall. Yeah. And it's like right at the hip this dummy gets it.
Yeah.
And I think the bummer of it is, man, you can't do, because it would be a great gag, right? He falls through that ceiling, falls in the coffin, and then the fucking door closes.
Yeah.
Right, the lid closes. But that's an Addams Family joke. And you can't do that.
This is probably the greatest dummy to take a fall since Lee Harvey Oswald.
Dad jokes. Just up here telling some dad jokes.
And we end at a barbecue, not unlike those fucking Fast and Furious.
What a rip.
Dude, Gone 8, it would have happened.
It would be called Gate, I guess. It would be like G8.
Gate. Sure.
Yeah. Well, they would change it every time, like Gone and Seconds. Yeah.
The Gone and the 60 Seconds.
It's perfect because the Seconds is the barbecue. You get Seconds. You want barbecue chicken, you got the barbecue.
See, it's clever because it doesn't make sense.
Really, the only change between this and Fast and Furious is the beer that they're drinking.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel's like, no, I'm contractually obligated to only drink Corona. But we skipped over something that's like the most ridiculous part of this
movie. Oh, yes, yeah.
Delroy Lindo's reaction to it all. So, like, this dude... Chris Eccleston is about to kill Delroy Lindo, and that's why the awesome kick happens. Nick Cage saves the day. And Delroy Lindo's like, you know what, man? You saved my life. And now that I think about it, you're just doing this because you love your brother. You know what? Fuck it. You're good, man, so just fuck it. Just get out of here.
Well, I love that he commits murder. And Delroy Lindo's is like, well... That's an okay crime. Thank God you didn't steal that guy's car.
I'm a car cop. Murder, you know, leave that to the murder cops.
None of my business. I just can't. I mean, what that means is the movie was all for nothing.
Yes.
Yeah. And no one's getting paid. The dude is dead.
Yes.
That $200,000, that's getting seized.
skip the car shit. Just go shoot this guy in the head.
That would have been cool.
Right?
And the car like
short,
cop.
Short film?
60 seconds long.
This kid's shooting someone in the head. You would watch it.
On YouTube. And then the car.
Woo! Focus on videos.
So then, yeah, I mean, and after this, the car cops have to go back to the murder cops and tell them they fucked up their whole thing.
Yes.
The guy's dead.
Yeah, the guy you wanted for all those murders, he's dead.
Yeah, we blew that entire 5-year investigation.
And don't, oops! Oh, I don't know who kicked him off that ledge. Don't look at the boot print on his face.
Car cops.
And then, like, at the end, Giovanni Ribisi buys, Nicolas Cage, and Eleanor all his own, which is also kind of creepy.
And we know he's gotten better because he shaved.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's just film semiotics, man. Filmmaking 101.
Yes. No, trust me, it wasn't reshoots, man. They definitely thought about this. Here, and I also got you non-burnt toast. It took me all day, but it's regular toast.
Here's a pack of Wonder Bread.
You see in Nick Cage's face, he realizes he made a mistake. Should have let him die.
Yeah. 100%.
And because they have to pretend that they actually thought about using Angelina Jolie in this movie at all, he's like, hey, want to go for a ride? And she's like, hell yeah.
You're my boyfriend now.
We kissed in a car. Now we're getting married.
Want to have a threesome with Eleanor? I mean, have sex somewhere.
And then I think, like, it has to be one of the dumbest ways you can end a movie like this. Because this movie, it's not particularly funny. It's supposed to be like a hip, sleek heist kind of a thing.
It's that Bruckheimer humor where we're kind of just snapping all over the place.
But you end it with a real wet fart of a joke.
Yeah.
It's like, we fade to black, like they drive off into the sunset, and I'm like, all right, bring on the fucking ubiquitous techno music that's going to happen. I know it's coming. I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for whatever Moby ripoff is about to happen. And you hear the car, like, stall out. Like, over just, like, a black screen, the car stalls out, and he's like, oh, no. Credits.
Maybe that's, like, a sequel setup.
Oh, shit.
Maybe it's him getting a jump in the next movie.
That's exciting. All right, so the second one picks up right where the first one left off. I stalled out.
Slight correction, it doesn't end with an electronica song. It ends with the fuck song,
yes.
Which sounds like if Meatloaf was taking a shit and singing a ballad at the same time.
Well, that he did anything for love, dude, but I guess he did not do that.
That was just that dude's process, man.
Yeah. That's how Bat Out of Hell happened? Oh, yeah. Written entirely on the toilet?
Look at Bat Out of Hell!
That is a good song. You should record it.
Don't worry, I already was.
By the way, a little light on the TP, don't you think?
Dude, you don't need it to be a critical talking toilet.
I kind of like it. You can, like, text your toilet, like, what's the TP situation? TP is running at 31%.
Oh, better stop off on the way home. I don't know. I'm just saying, how about a courtesy flush? You have guests over.
Would you like to light a match?
Listen, Meatloaf, I know that I asked for an emotion chip, but please remove it. I don't want to feel this.
Would it hurt to brush me once in a while? Maybe floss?
You really do not know how to snake a toilet, man.
I've never used a toilet. That's the
thing. You're a bog man, a bog in the woods.
I go in bogs and woods, and I go in, like, corners of rooms where no one's looking.
That's how I did up to, like, 19. You're moving.
Thank you, Chris.
So this movie's over.
Yeah.
Thank God
for that.
So here's a question before we weigh in. From the folks out there who watch this movie in advance, would you recommend this movie? Okay, wait. Let's do it this way. Hang on. Shh.
Snake!
Shut up, Chris. All in favor of recommending the movie? All in favor of not recommending the movie? Oh, shit. Snake Guy, what do you think? Yeah. Snake Guy's into it, man.
When we talk about snakes, he's happy now.
Steve Zadek, would you recommend this movie?
No. I also don't know what cars are. I know that people love cars and can be like, oh shit, it's a cherry red something or other. I'm just like, I don't know. It's a bunch of metal. So that's a no for me.
It's okay to like a movie.
No,
it's
not.
It's totally fine. I don't care for this one. I say no. Mm-hmm. And that's that.
Nice, dude. Concise.
Well,
Chris Cabin.
I'll even be even more concise. Fuck it. It sucks.
Lord, man. Good Lord. So angry.
Toilet.
I watched this movie three times.
Yeah. A lot. This dude over here had it right, man. It's a hangover movie. And how?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Absolutely.
I can see that.
Let's watch Apartment Hungover this morning. It's fucking true. And it worked. I felt a little better. So we're going to start wrapping it up here, unfortunately. But we want to thank y'all for coming out. Give yourselves a round of applause. You've been great. Even Snake Guy.
I would say especially Snake Guy.
Yeah, fifth Beatle. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say we're bigger than Jesus. I'm a carpenter, by the way.
But before we go, as tradition at a We Hate Movies live show, we're going to read some internet correspondence. Because, you know, for the greatest sources in reporting, the IMDb user reviews are where it's at.
Yeah, Walter Cronkite started there.
President Kennedy was shot 5 out of 10 stars. We've landed on the moon, 10 out of 10 stars.
I'm sure you had some other highlights.
Yeah.
The Vietnam War, 4 out of 10 stars.
All right. Has anyone ever written a review on IMDb, by the way? No. Nice! Nice! That was awesome!
Someone in here is lying. Guarantee it. Look at these nerds. Someone did it.
Someone here is lying, and Steve is projecting.
Nail it, dude.
Read Steve's review.
All right, subject line. Great movie. Stop giving it such a hard time. 10 out of 10 stars.
Walter Cronk.
I wrote this review from beyond the grave.
This was Carl Daly, and that's his username, so I mean, this is public record. I'm not doxing this dude. And also, some of these words don't make sense.
Okay.
So this first sentence, for example, try to figure this out. This movie has taken a lot of stick.
What?
I think it's shit, but he's drunk.
Okay. I'll give you shit-ass ways to be like, that's it, I am sick of hearing nonsense about God in 60 seconds, a movie I watched 4 years ago.
To the internet!
This was written 5 years after this movie came out.
Sure.
Timestamp 2:00 in the morning.
Yeah.
You know what you get into here. It was slated by critics when it came out and was blamed for wrecking Nicolas Cage's career. Again, slated. I don't know what he means there.
It's like a baby did Mad Libs.
Someone says it's British slang?
Yeah.
What's slated mean?
Criticize.
Nice. All right, so if this is filled with this, sir, we may need you to translate. So please stand by.
What does stick mean?
Criticism.
Everything means
criticism.
Wow. Different words for criticism?
I love it. So it's like guff. He's taking a lot of guff.
Yeah. Chris, you'd be a stick man. In England, yeah.
The most contrarian stick.
Or a slated man? Yeah.
All right, here we go. The thing I don't think people get... is that it's not meant to be an epic Oscar contender of a movie. It's just some brilliant, get ready for a sick pun here. It's just some brilliant Bruckbuster action at its finest. This is the only person in the history of the world to write a Jerry Bruckheimer play. Action at its best. Fast cars, quick editing, and a great soundtrack.
Somebody likes Groove Armada just a titch too much.
Was the name of the lead singer of Groove Armada? Was it Carl Daly? It does exactly what it says on the tin. Box. Perfect. Also, for anyone who likes cars, it's a pure treat.
Well, obviously, you don't have to put that in. Everybody knows. It's a movie for car people. It has everything.
It's car people. People that turn into cars.
People who love them.
Ferraris, Mercedes, a Hummer. And let's not forget Eleanor. How could we? I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a better action movie. And personally, a better movie at all.
So it's this, and then No Country for Old Men, and then Citizen Kane.
Sure. Yep.
In that interesting. Order. Yep.
Most contrarian film.
Everybody likes those movies.
That's true. Then again, maybe that's just me. We are We Hate Movies from New York City, everybody. Thanks so much for coming out. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.